The readings of today's Mass are the most interesting. Of course, I have no idea. Perhaps I should, and maybe I should research it. Let's see if I can find the time in between one snore and the other. About this parable that was being used at the time of Ezekiel in Israel. The fathers have eaten sour grapes and their children's teeth are on edge. Whatever that means. I hope I don't have to eat any sour grapes. They're not very much fun. But nevertheless, it was obviously meant to be something that set aside some. Because the Lord then continues to tell Ezekiel that both the Father and the Son, and of course that perhaps it's the same ones that were involved in that proverb, that God forbids, belong to him. And indeed, all of us belong to him. And he is very, very clear. God does not play around, and God does not hide things from us when we need to know them. He says, if he sins, whether it be the Father or the Son, he shall die. He belongs to me. And so we belong to God, and we need to seek perfection. And of course, this is what we are trying to do in this holy season of Lent. In the collect of today's Mass, it speaks about the people of God, they whose bodies are mortified. In the English it says by abstinence. In the Latin it says by fastings. So abstinence is a little bit easier to do than fasting. But it means that we should be mortifying ourselves. And of course, that is one of the great sciences of the spiritual life of a Catholic, mortification. And there are so many ways to mortify ourselves. Here, speaking about physical mortification. And those things include keeping our eyes shut at certain times or keeping our mouths shut. That's very hard for many people. It is also the science, in a sense, of staying away from evil things and from evil people. Because if we do not mortify the flesh, we shall not succeed. And this also, of course, means doing some kind of corporal punishment. Now, most corporal punishment that is done, and today there's very little of that being done, I assure you, is done with the permission of one's spiritual director, if one has a spiritual director. Otherwise, one cannot do it, because when one takes upon himself a particular form of penance that is over and above the cut, then there is a danger of damaging one's self or of pride in saying, look what I can do. And this, of course, defeats the whole of the spiritual life. Then in the Gospel, it's a very favorite of mine. And it just so happens that today, as I was having lunch with one of my parishioners brought out of their kindness, there were two whelps, Zanky Dog and my secretary's little puppy that was here for just a couple of hours. And Zanky Dog was very, very happy to play with her, but the other dog was scared to death of this little jumping beanbag that was up and down, up and down, up and down. Because she was so happy to have another canine companion. I suppose she's tired of the felines. But nevertheless, I had two whelps on either side of me as we were trying to have lunch. Of course, they received some treats, but not what I was eating. But this woman, this Canaanite woman, tells God when he says, you cannot give the food of the children to dogs. And she says, but Lord, the whelps eat from the food that falls from the table of their masters. And so our Lord did not take this as someone that was arguing with him, but took it as someone whose faith was so strong that she could find a way to pray to him and deal with him. And sometimes prayer is very much like a very well laid out negotiation, though, of course, with great reverence and great respect for the Almighty. But nevertheless, our Lord was pleased. He said, "Great is thy faith, O woman." Even though she was not an Israelite, not of the chosen people of God, nevertheless, she was given the favor that she asked for at that very moment. And our Lord remarked at her faith. And that, of course, is the kind of faith that we must also have. That we will knock on the door of our Lord and bother him and bother him and bother him until he answers us. And our Lord likes that. He wants us to bother him. He wants us to ask him. He wants us to knock at his door. He who seeks shall find. He to whom him who knocks the door shall be opened. So let us be like the Canaanite woman, who perhaps became a saint. Well, I do not know her name. I haven't seen anywhere else. St. Jerome, who comments on this today in the Divine Office, does not mention her name. But she is a representative, he says, of all the Gentiles. Jesus came to say, first of all, the children of Israel, and then the Gentiles. And he says, he did not come not to save them. They were part of the plan, but not until he had paid the price for the Israelites on the cross. And so we too must join ourselves to Christ and pray and pray and pray and pray, especially for the conversion of the Gentiles, that is, those who are not of the holy people of God, and those who have fallen away from the holy people of God, that they may return to the Father's house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.